Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Time for one-on-one with the pro. Actually, it's two-on-one. They got the four-court press on me here.
It's a three-court press.
Casey Williams is in with us here from Green Country Village Senior Living Community, and you brought friends. You always bring friends anymore.
I try to. This is Angie Taranis. She is our new residency counselor.
Hi. Good morning.
Hey. Nice to have you here.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All righty then.
We're excited to have her. She comes from a long line of sales and marketing in the hospitality industry. So hotels is kind of her background, but she understands our mission. And so we're really excited that she's on board with us to help, you know, provide that lifestyle that our seniors are looking for.
Oh, boy. And I got to tell you, you got a fun bunch out there.
We do have a fun bunch. They've been so nice getting to meet everybody. I've loved them so much already.
Yeah, the residents, I got to tell you, that's their town, man.
Yes, it is. It's their own little community for sure.
They absolutely embrace having new people coming in and making new friends and everything. And when we say, you know, yeah, it's senior living, we're talking living. We're not talking about, hey, you know, I'm just going to roam around here. No, we're going to have some fun. That's why you've got a hospitable hospitality person right here.
She understands what we're all about.
Yeah, yesterday I about got ran over because it was 3:00. It was bingo time, and I was in their way in the hallway, so I had to move to the side so they could get their spot.
Absolutely. And you knew. And you knew.
Yes.
That was important.
Yes, that's important.
Yes.
Yeah. Clear the decks.
Yeah. So it's been really fun, you know, bringing Angie aboard of Green Country Village, just because a lot of us, like Angie and myself, who have never worked in senior living, don't quite understand what it's all about until you get there and you're like, oh my goodness, we're a part of something bigger than ourselves, and those seniors are, you know, as much to us as we are
absolutely
to them. So it's just a wonderful place to be.
Oh, golly, indeed. New year, new faces. What else is new going on?
Well, we are planning some really fun events for the first quarter. We're going to do a chili cook-off. We're going to do some Valentine fun things. We're going to talk to Finnegan's Awake about a big concert at Green Country.
Yes, yes. They've already committed. We just got it settled on a date and a time. So they've been there before, and the residents will be so excited to have them back
again. They love them.
Yeah.
Oh,
man. Yeah, it's like a five-piece Irish band, and so it'll, of course, will be around St. Paddy's Day, so we'll have to have green beer. And you know we're going to have bangers and mash. And
that's my birthday as well, so we're going to do
We're really going to do it right. Okay, there we go.
Yes.
Now we know.
I'm bringing in a band for my birthday.
Well, yeah, there you go.
Right. You didn't know this was about you.
And we're paying for it, so that's
good. Oh, wow. Hey, nice.
Perfect.
It is. Yeah, we had a really fun Christmas holiday, New Year's holiday. A lot of new residents coming in. And so, you know, that just adds to a different dynamic when we bring in new faces. What we're seeing, Tom, and you know this because your mom moved closer to you, is either family members are moving closer to their adult children or here to Bartlesville, or they're moving out of town to be closer to their adult children. Yeah. And so what we're seeing is we're welcoming new residents who aren't from Bartlesville, which is kind of a nice little dash of salt. You know, it just adds a little bit of different dynamics.
Sweet.
And of course, our residents are super welcoming, inviting, you know, residents to meals and things to do. So, of course, I'd expect nothing less. So.
Well, when you go out there, you really don't meet a stranger. Really don't. And Casey's taken me for a couple of tours. Even showed me the staycation apartment there.
Beautiful.
I was like, sign me up. I'm not really eligible for this yet, but sign me up. It's pretty cool.
That's what we hear a lot from the adult children. They're just like, what?
Hey.
Just a minute. How old do you have to be in here? And that's a really fun thing that we offer is that staycation. It's a free of charge opportunity to experience Green Country Village. And we, you know, invite residents to include those new staycation guests to different things that we offer.
Mm-hmm.
But also we have respite, which in assisted and memory care. And that's kind of a different word that people don't really quite understand. But respite is, let's say that I'm caring for my mom or my spouse.
Yeah.
And I need to have some time off just because being a caregiver is a lot.
It's 24/7.
It's 24/7, stressful. Or let's say that I want to go see my new grandchild.
Mm-hmm.
We have an apartment in assisted and an apartment in memory care.
Mm-hmm.
That's a daily rate. They get the same benefits and care and nursing services that a resident would get. So we are managing their medications. If they need assistance with bathing or dressing, we can do that for them. Mm-hmm. But it allows that caregiver to know that their loved one is being fully taken care of.
Yeah.
And just kind of be able to go rest themselves, mm-hmm. or go see, you know, family members or whatever they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to, you know, we have a staycation for all three levels of care that we have at Green Country Village.
That I didn't know.
Yes.
So you learn something every day.
I absolutely learn something every day.
Yeah.
I just learned that.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. We have some respite, you know, residents that come and their family members, or they love the care that they get. So let's say they're only staying for 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
but they decide to make Green Country their home.
Yeah.
And so that just kind of shares with them, like the services that we offer,
uh-huh.
without really making a commitment at first,
mm-hmm.
Family members or the resident themselves. And so it just gives them a good opportunity, you know, to see what we offer.
Very good, very good. You know, one of the things that I really like is the tour that you give. One, it doesn't take very long at all, but it's so complete. So it's like the best of both worlds. You get pretty much all your questions answered. Virtually all of them that first pass through, and then you kind of wonder if you could stay for dinner, because your chefs rock.
And also the answer is yes, you can stay for dinner or
mm-hmm.
for lunch,
uh-huh.
or we can pack you something to go. I mean, that's where, you know, meal time is what we hear a lot. People are tired of cooking,
mm-hmm.
you know,
and doing it all your life.
You've been doing it all your life, and we offer full kitchens, which is something that we pride ourselves on.
Mm-hmm.
However, I don't know that people use them very often. Maybe to bake cookies.
I was going to say, you can smell the cookies every now and then.
But that's, you know, mm-hmm. that's an important piece. But yes, Tom,
mm-hmm.
the answer is you can stay for dinner. There you go.
Very good.
Yeah. You're like, what are you doing next Wednesday? I'm coming over for dinner.
Coming over for dinner.
But we, you know, we do welcome people mm-hmm. to walk in anytime if they're out and about. And we see that a lot mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. we're so centrally located. People are driving by and they just are, you know, curious.
That's a lovely piece of property. Mm-hmm. That's a lovely pond. That looks pretty serene. What's going on over there?
Right. And so they walk in and we try to show them and talk about Green Country as much as, you know, they mm-hmm. want or we want or whatever. And then, but you're also welcome to set up an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
And that way we can kind of really dig deep. If you're really seriously looking for senior living or care for your mm-hmm. family member, that way we can really find out how we can best service your family.
We're speaking with Casey Williams from Green Country Village. And also, young lady, I got a little surprise for you here too. That tour comes with conversations with the folks. They, you know, we stopped and talked to probably 3 or 4 people.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I will tell you, Angie, I'm thinking to myself, wow, these people know a lot.
They do.
and they do. Mm-hmm. We ran into a woman, I think, who was a pilot.
Yes, she was.
She was a pilot in her younger days, and she had just really hung up her wings a couple of years ago.
Yep.
And, you know, to hear some of those stories, that was really kind of cool.
That's probably one of my favorite parts is hearing their stories, what they used to do.
Mm-hmm.
There's just so many. And that's how you really get to know them and
uh-huh.
get that personal relationship with them is just for them sharing and listening and learning all about them.
I was talking to some of the guys, and you know something? I don't care if you're 12 or 72, you're still a guy.
Yeah, for sure.
They got the same interest and everything else like that, and there's really not a whole lot new under the sun, but there are more amusing ways to tell stories.
Right.
And I find that to be really kind of fun, too.
It's really great. And one thing that we try to do is find out what the prospective resident is either going to miss from home or is interested in, to bring those things to Green Country, not only for that new resident, but for anybody else that's interested. So one person, he was an avid gardener, but his yard was way too big. And seniors are not really excited about hunching down, picking a bunch of weeds. Mm-hmm. So we found raised beds, and we did flowers and some, vegetables and some. But he loved it so much that we put one really close to his apartment, so that it was, he could go out and just dawdle and kind of feel like he was still at his home of 50 years, but still at home at Green Country Village.
So he's still in the game. It's all about keeping yourself still
right.
in the game.
Yes. And so if there's someone that is just like, I wish that I could still whatever, let us know, and we'll do our best to, you know, make it work for that resident, because this is home.
Now, what is the most common thing a person says after they've been hesitant or reluctant to move to Green Country Village, and then they finally do? What is the?
I know you know the answer.
I do.
I wish I'd done this years ago.
Indeed, every time.
Uh-huh. And I know that, you know, downsizing can be overwhelming. Or moving from a house full of memories. But we see the social relationships with the residents where it brings them alive. Mm-hmm. And we can assist with downsizing. We have some specialists here in town that we work with that can absolutely assist the resident in downsizing, or having an estate sale, or staging the apartment with the furniture that you have. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, don't let that be the deterrent for a great life.
There you go.
You know,
because you still have a great life ahead.
Yep. Yes, absolutely.
One thing that I always tell Casey is that Green Country Village is in such a unique location, because it appears that you're miles from anything, but yet you're right there in the heart of everything. And because of the design, and because of the way the trees and everything else and are lined up, you don't hear the everything.
right.
But you're very, very close to where everywhere you need to be.
And I didn't realize how expansive it is till I got
it's
there.
Huge.
And that whole walking path around the pond, and they have a where you can fish, and it's gorgeous. I always drove by it, but just never had a clue that all that was there.
Oh, it's huge.
Yes.
Did we ever get that guy's push mower fixed? No, I'm kidding. He's the most in-shape guy I've ever seen.
I was going to say, don't say that more than once, because somebody will want to bring their push mower. That's for sure.
And help out. Where can we find you, Casey?
Well, so you can look at online at www.greencountryvillage.com. You can call us at 918-335-2086, or you can swing right across from Walmart and just drive on in. We'd love to see you.
That's true. When I see right there, it's a walk.
It is. A ton of our residents walk over to Walmart
just
when they need something.
Get things taken care of.
Not tomorrow, because it's going to be...
We'll be driving them.
It'll be 15 degrees. Yeah. And that's another thing, too. Transportation.
Yep. Very important.
All righty. Hey, thank you very much, ladies.
Thank you
nice
so
meeting
much.
You.
Nice meeting you, too. Thank you.
Take care now. And you have been listening to One-on-One with the Pro right here on K1, the one you trust.